Today we're going to do topic 13. And topic 13 begins a discussion a little bit about privacy, security, and what happens as you browse and things of that nature. So it's not a long lecture. And we start by just talking about some issues that deal with privacy. And there are two basic threats to privacy: the government and business. All right, should government have access to certain types of information? Should they be able to read your computers and get stuff off of them, whether you know it or not? And there's a trade-off there. There's a big trade-off. Privacy, the right to keep your information private. Nobody should be able to get to it. Versus safety. Today especially, we have these worries of terrorism. And so sometimes you need to snoop in order to find out what's going on. So there are a number of issues that are involved in this, and the trade-offs involved. Also, business access to information, is that good or bad? Should companies be able to read information on your computers to try and figure out something about you? A lot of this is involved in advertising, when they try to direct certain ads to customers based on their interests, and they try to get you to buy things. Many of the merchants use what is called targeted advertisements. They try to figure out your patterns of what you're interested in, what you've bought in the past, what you might be interested in the future, and they send you ads or they create web pages based on that. A little bit of psychology involved there. Now, often in doing these types of searches and these types of gathering of information, many web pages resort to the concept of cookies. Are you familiar with what cookies are with regard to web pages? Well, we're going to learn about it. We're going to talk a little bit about it in the lecture and a lot about it during the lab. What a cookie is a small text file. Right? It's a text file that's stored on your computer by a web server. They send down information and they store it on your computer. You'll be surprised how much information they store on your computer. Okay? And what these cookies are, they're used to maintain information between page requests to the server. Okay, for example, to maintain the contents of a shopping cart. When you go shopping anywhere, Amazon.com or BarnesandNobles.com, any place, and you put things into your shopping cart. So where do you think that information is stored, what you put in? It's not stored on the server. Right, that would be inefficient. It's actually stored in your computer. They create a cookie that stores that information. There's no reason for them to have that information at their site. When you're ready to buy and you submit your order, then it goes to the server. But as you add items to your shopping cart, they're actually stored locally. They create these cookies and they update them, and it's actually stored on your computer. That's just an example, one example, and many other pieces of information that are put into cookies. The problem with cookies are that third-party cookies, okay, that could be a problem. A website may contract with an ad agency, right? And they often do this. Many of the merchants contract with ad agencies to place ads on its page. You know, you have these professional ad agencies, and whoever it is, whether it's Amazon or eBay or anybody, and okay, this customer is signing on, let's get some ads directed to them. Now again, they want to do these targeted ads. So when you visit the server, it sends a request to the ad agency to display an ad. But then it is suddenly allowing that ad agency to place a cookie on your computer. You don't even know that. Okay? You don't even realize. But you're browsing one site, and that site is actually using somebody else to create information, to read your computer, and then create information that's stored on your computer. If you later actually visit a different web server, all right, just as an example, let's say the first one was Amazon, and Amazon has contracted with somebody to store these cookies on your site. And then you go to another party, let's just say it's Barnes & Nobles. And maybe Barnes & Nobles has contracted with that same ad agency. Okay, and in that case, it will be able to retrieve those cookies, and the ad agency will now know which other companies you interacted with. Oh, you're a customer at Amazon, and you buy books from them, you know, I'm going to offer you a little bit of a discount. That way I'll get you to come and shop by me. So they can actually do targeting that way. They can learn the history of what you've done, where you've been, and then do things based on that. Okay, so is that good? Is it not good? Right, that's a lot of it. You can actually, you can't see, sometimes these cookies are a little bit scrambled, but if I can, let me see if I can find some of this stuff here. I'm in Adobe. If I go to the browser, you go to the tools, under Internet Explorer, you go to Options, and you go to, Content. Where am I going? Security. Trying to find it over here. Okay. At the moment, we're trying to look and see. I'm trying to see where I can get this. There's one place here. I don't think it's this one. Well, here's about accepting cookies. Under privacy, you notice that they have options where you can set whether to accept cookies or not. And notice they break it up into first-party cookies and third-party cookies. What do you think a first-party cookie is, and what's a third-party cookie? And what happened to the second party? Who's the second party? There's a first and a third. Who's the second? Who's the second party? You are. Because you're interacting with the website. The website you're interacting with is the first party. Party of the first part, and you're the party of the second part. You have a two-way interaction. Third party is the third site, like the ad agency. If you're interacting with Amazon.com, that could be the first site, the first party. And then if they interact with adagency.global or whatever they are, then they're going to be the third party. And notice that you can set up whether to accept cookies or not, things of that nature. And then there's another one here. I'm trying to find it, and I don't get it at the moment. No, it's not here. Okay, not in general. Oh, here it is. Here's all these cookies. Okay, and you can actually see these temporary internet finds, and there's a whole bunch of things. If you look under these settings, you can view all these cookie files, and here they are. All right, there's a whole directory, and literally, at present, right in this directory, there are 100 cookies, as you see, and they came from all over different places, PriceGrabber.com, and another one from APM, and who knows, all over the place. Ritz Camera, you can tell what people have been doing here, where they've been going, just by looking at the names of where they came from. B-Way Photo, somebody has been shopping for things, Real Media, and what they are, sometimes they open up, sometimes they don't. You see, they are text documents, but they don't always open up. You can't always get them. All right, just... running a system? No, okay, it doesn't really do that. Okay, so they sometimes open up, they sometimes don't. Even if you try to open it, it doesn't always work. But these are text documents, and they contain information about what has happened when you've gone there. You can see somebody from Mail, from Google, all these different places that create cookies, that actually create cookies on this site. DoubleClick, Yahoo, many, many different places, and so on. These are the cookies. Any questions on that? Okay, again, part of the laboratory, you're going to be looking into these cookies and what they do for you, what they don't do for you, and so on. Any questions on that? Second page of the lecture talks a little bit more about secure transactions and doing e-commerce. When you send information over the net to do commerce, to buy things, to make bank transactions, you have to make sure your information is sent securely. Information sent over the internet can be intercepted by a third party. Right? When you put things out over the internet, there are ways that other users, other people on the internet, other machines, can intercept that information. So if what you're sending is your credit card numbers, your bank account numbers, your passwords, right, they could collect that if you're not careful. To keep the information secure, usually what they use is a type of encryption, some type of encoding method. So that when you send it over the internet, even if somebody intercepts it, even if you assume somebody else other than the intended party collect that information, they can't understand it. Now, often that's done by using what is known as the SSL, Secure Socket Layer Protocol. All right, that's typically what is done. Now, on a regular, when you're browsing, usually what you see up here, if you look at the address line, is an HTTP using the Hypertext Transfer Protocol. When you go and use secure information, that changes. You'll see it usually changes to HTTPS. Right? HTTPS. Okay, and that's the S stands for secure. Hypertext Transfer Protocol using security. And typically that uses this SSL, the Secure Socket Layer. Again, When you look at the options in your browsers, and I believe this would be under security, maybe not. Somewhere they show you which methods they are actually using, and I'm not going to go look for it right at the moment, but they do have some of them that show you exactly which methods you are using. I'm not going to find it right now. Okay. Any questions on that? Now, how do you know if you're using secure browsing or not? So typically you would see the HTTPS on the address line of the browser, and also when you're browsing, there would come up a lock. Usually there's some type of lock that comes up that shows you that you've locked in security, so to speak. Okay. SSL also uses what is known as certificates to verify that a web server is really what it claims to be. How do you know that when you're getting information from Amazon.com and they're ready to accept your credit card, it is Amazon.com, or your bank, or any other place where you have to send secure information? So there's a concept of certificates, okay, and that too comes up under the options of where which certificates you should accept, which certificates you shouldn't accept, and again, you will be able to go through this here under trusted sites, and it talks about different concepts of different trusted sites, who you're trusting, who you're not trusting, and different things that you can do with that, and so on. Any questions on that? Okay, all different types of things that you can actually set up over here. Any questions on that? Okay, I'm just trying to find some other information on these sites, and you have to go through these and figure. Yes?
I think
under in the tools, internet options over here. And I have to go through with this, and you'll find which ones. Actually, the lab is going to take you through this and show you exactly. Oh, here it is. See, here we deal with certificates. I went under content. And here it talks about the different certificates that you can get. And whether to use certificates to positively identify yourself and so on. Certificate authorities and publishers and all different things that you may have here and different things of that, that idea. Any questions on that? Okay. And so on. Okay. That's basically what the brief lecture is. Also talks about the concept that email itself is not secure, and if you really want to secure your email, you have to use encryption on top of that also. On Friday, you're going to be going to the laboratory and doing lab number 13, and that really is an extension of what we just introduced. This lab is, and then the week that follows also. I'm just going to click a little bit on lab 13, which deals with cookies and e-commerce. And I'm not going to go through all of it. You'll find that the first part of the lab is basically a review of what I just told you. It just explains in a little more detail, possibly, about how, what the concept of cookies are, what the concept of encryption, what SSL is all about, and how to tell when your information is secure, encryption in browsers, using SSL. So there's a whole explanation of what's going on. It even tells you over here how to get to the bar that tells you whether you're going to have security or not, and you're going to be doing this during the laboratory. You'll also be talking about certificates and then looking at the browser security options, and indeed they tell you how to do that. You notice they bring up those internet options and they tell you where to go, and you have to go to the advanced tab. Again, internet options, advanced, and over here they have, if you scroll down, you'll see the security settings. And it talks about to allow active content and so on, which things to allow, which things not to allow, which types of security to use. You see the mentioning of the SSL. So there's a number of different options that you can actually set up over there. And you'll be doing that during the laboratory portion. The laboratory then actually starts in the lab part, even though usually it always starts in the homework part. This part of the laboratory here is in the lab section. And it asks you to compare Netscape and Explorer and set up a little bit about how the security works, how the cookies work, and that's what you're going to be doing on Friday. It guides you through Netscape, guides you through Explorer. You'll do this for security settings. You're going to do this for cookie settings. You're going to visit sites and see who sets up cookies, who doesn't set up cookies. That's what the laboratory is going to be all about. Any questions? Okay. The next lecture, the number 14, which is the final lecture of the semester, sort of continues on in this trend, because we're going to take a deeper look into encryption. Right? The final lecture talks about encryption, and we actually talk a little bit about different methods of encryption that are used on the internet, and we have some information on that. Any questions on that?